Greetings, peeps and pups. Yes, there might be dogs listening. We're actually getting ready to turn in for the night, although we're going to have an interesting day tomorrow. We are going to be handing out candy after all, and even though I personally don't celebrate Halloween, we're gonna make a day of it tomorrow. I managed to get, for $5, I managed to get a shark costume for Zappa. So we're going to be dressing Zappa up. Although that's not what I came to talk about. Had a very interesting experience today. And I really believe when God puts someone on your heart, you know, he does it for a reason. Now, I have a friend, a very dear friend, who I mentioned on Audio Boom a couple of times. But for those who don't know, we started being pen pals in the very early 90s, early to mid-90s. I'd say mid-90s. Anyway, we started being pen pals. And then we kind of lost contact with one another because many things had happened. Stop it. Stop it. Because many things had happened. So I lost contact with him. And long story short, I thought about looking him up on the internet. And I found him, I would say of April of this year, or earlier than that probably. But I cannot believe I actually found him. So I found him online, for one. Come on, Zappa, park. And so then we corresponded very briefly through emails. For a few months now, we've corresponded back and forth. But sometimes we'd go a couple of months without sending emails, and which is understandable because he's in another part of the world. He's in Africa, in Malawi, actually. And the really cool opportunity this summer I got was to actually talk to him, because he was granted I think he was coming to some blind world conference, or I'm not sure exactly what his assignment was here, but he was on assignment and he traveled to Minnesota. So he actually temporarily, although for not very long, got a U.S. number. So I called him and I spoke with him and we had wonderful, wonderful conversations. Well, he emailed me in late July and let me know that he had returned to Malawi, but he had to go visit a cousin who was basically on the cousin's deathbed. And he'd suffered a lot, you know, in his years, you know, because when we were pen palling with one another, we were in our teens. I think he was probably 13 and I was 12 or 11, I'm not sure. But we sent a couple letters to each other, but just things happened and we lost contact. So it had been years since we'd heard from the other person. Well, anyway, I had made it a promise that I was not going to lose contact with him ever, ever, ever again. And I was doing good at keeping that promise. Come here, Zappa. Sit. Good boy. So I was doing good at keeping that promise. And then in late July, my foot broke. So I was pretty upset and depressed. I mean, my foot had just broken last year when I went to go get Zappa. Actually, no, it was last year when I actually found him, not of this year. It was last year that I found him, but this summer is when I did get a chance to talk to him. So I had lost, not so much lost contact, but I just hadn't corresponded with him, because at the time my main focus was on healing, And I had known that he needed some time to get settled back in when he returned to Malawi. And so I knew that there was going to be some time for him to settle in and things of that nature. But what was really interesting is that tonight I was thinking about him. I said, you know, I really should contact him because, you know, I just had him on my heart for some reason. And I promised myself I'd make an effort to contact him. I'd just been so busy with school and everything else. And then, of course, in the summer, I was trying to make sure that I healed properly. And I'm not 100% there. My toe is what broke, and it still hurts when I put when I overexert myself and I put too much pressure on it. I was supposed to have been healed by now, but it still is hurting a little bit. Not as much as it was before, but every once in a while, just subtle movements will suddenly, you know, trigger a little sharp stab of pain. But luckily I'm on the mend and things are doing well. But this evening,
3 minutes and pause recording.
The thought of, you know, I haven't heard from him since July. I really need to contact him. And I opened my inbox and there was an email from him that was sent just minutes after I had the prayer and was kind of meditating on music. There was an email from him. And he's getting married. In their time zone, it would be today. It would be the 31st. So they're getting married. They were going to get married in December. But he and his fiance have decided to get married in October 31st, which is wonderful news. I mean, that's just fantastic. But another interesting bit of information I found is that he got to name a friend's daughter. I don't know if that's part of their culture, if somebody else picks your child's name, or I don't know how that is. But he got to name a friend's daughter, and he named the daughter Melissa after me. Now, some people may say, well, that's not very significant. There's many Melissas all over the world. And while that may be true, the fact that he named this baby after me, wow, pretty incredible. And so I promptly returned an email to him, but I really feel that God had him in my heart, and it was, you know, I pray that his wedding goes off without a hitch. I pray that everything goes well for him. I mean, he has endured a long life of suffering. And now I'm really hoping that he's making a turnaround, and this is going to be a new chapter and a new happy life. So I'm really excited for the future for him. I really am. And I wish nothing but the best. And I'm going to continue keeping contact with him. And as I told him in the email, I'm sure you'll make a wonderful husband. So I'm sure he's gonna step up and be the strong person that he was meant to be. Just a very incredible person. I had
15 seconds. Pause recording.
I'm really pleased. And I really believe that God puts people on your heart for a reason. And it is always important to listen to when God puts that that person on your heart.